30 minutes or less,
we talk about movies and stuff. Hello and welcome to 30 Minutes or Less for those who've been listening. Before those who haven't been listening, this is going to be pretty much, we're going to start from like scratch almost.
Yeah, introduce ourselves.
Who are you, mate?
I am Peter. Yeah. What means you share Peter?
Is that Chinese?
I'm actually learning Chinese. That's legitimately Chinese.
You're actually learning Chinese. What is Mandarin?
Yeah, Mandarin.
Say it again.
What do means a sheep, Peter?
Wow, that's cultural. we're going to a new audience. We're getting that Chinese market. Hello. let's start with that. So who are we? So I'm Yasuth and you're Peter. Peter, can you give us a little bit of an insight into who you are as a person, mate?
I'm studying at ANU.
Oh, hell yeah.
I previously studied UNSW, so that's how Yasuth and I are friends. I work in marketing for a solar panel company.
That's
so
pretty good.
If you want solar panels,
Solar panels, you're the guy.
I'm the guy. I'm a massive football fan.
Who do you support?
Melbourne City.
Oh, yeah.
First.
Oh, yeah.
That's Liverpool.
Oh, like everyone else then.
No,
like every other...
Well, do you want to know the reason? No, that's not going to.
No, come on.
The reason for that is because all the convicts from England came from Liverpool.
Is it? Oh, like the area of Liverpool in England?
Yeah, the port. So all the Australian migrants were from Liverpool.
Is that genuinely why you're going for Liverpool? Not because they're winning everything?
No, not for Liverpool. What? But that's why the majority, like, most Australian fans would go for Liverpool.
See, I doubt that. I just think people just go for Liverpool because they're winning all the time.
But they're not.
People would be doing the exact same thing if Everton was winning right now.
We're not going to win.
Yes, you are. You're
like... Coronavirus is in the way.
Oh, there's the topic of the day. Coronavirus. Oh, nice way to slide that in. But no, legitimately, it's been crazy, hey? Like, it's every single day that we've been... trying to get this episode out. Something's been happening.
Something's wrong.
It hasn't been really affecting us in terms of the recording factor.
The majority
we've just been
of the
lazy.
Entertainment industry is done. Therefore, we own the monopoly of entertainment.
Yes. So you can't... There's no point looking at all the other TV shows. There aren't any anymore.
There aren't any. It's
so
just us. You're
feel free
us.
To come on whatever platform this is going to be on and just spend your entire day listening to us.
Tell us about yourself, Yasuth.
Okay. My name's Yasuth. I'm a UNSW student. I just graduated. For those wondering if they can come to my graduation ceremony, you can't. It's been cancelled. it's a large crowd situation, as many of us know. So that's not happening. So
three people would turn up.
If it was three people, that would be okay. That would be okay. I wish it was three people, Peter. Me, my mom, and whoever's handing me the diploma. But whatever. but that's not happening anymore. But in terms of that, who I am, I just finished uni, and I'm just vibing at the moment. I'm trying to find a job in my field, which is very similar to Peter. It's in marketing, it's in PR, whatever.
It's hard
at
the moment because nothing is hiring.
Yeah.
Because there is a worldwide global pandemic.
Oh, is there? Is there? What? What time
actually,
are you living
have
in
you
right
heard
now?
About the Big Brother?
Yeah.
The German Big Brother.
We can actually talk about this. It's related to what we're doing, what the whole podcast is about, which we'll get into. But yeah, German Big Brother and Brazil Big Brother, same exact thing.
Yeah.
What is Big Brother? It's like a...
So, reality TV show. And they go live with each other. It's just a social experiment.
But the whole point is that no contact for the outside world. So, they found out on TV that the pandemic was actually happening, that COVID-19 was a legit thing. And their reactions are, so surreal. Like, the same thing with Jared Leto. Did you hear about Jared Leto just coming out of isolation after 12 days? Did you see that? Like, someone, I think it was IGN that posted it. That's where I first saw it. Jared Leto does this meditation retreat or something like that. And then... He just, after the end of that meditation retreat, he gets text messages from his friends and family all saying, are you okay? And he freaks out a little bit, what's going on? But he didn't know about it for a while. And it's just surreal to see this whole thing is global to the extent that everyone knows about it. Everyone's been practicing it. And there's still people that haven't been, interacting with it, I guess.
It's contagion.
It's like the movie Contagion.
The movie Contagion. It starts off with a bat.
Does it in Contagion?
I swear it starts off with a bat in Contagion.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it was a pangolin. You know those things? Is there a pangolin that started it? No, I'm legit.
Actually?
I think so.
Maybe.
Because it's a meat market. It's a wet market. That's where the whole disease started in Wuhan, which is like all these different animals being traded and stuff. And someone ate a thing and then it blew up. But anyways, that's not what we're here about. So
we're here about movies, clearly.
Yeah.
That's why. There's so many references to movies already.
Oh, what was the first reference?
Movie-related podcast.
Big Brother. Yeah, my favorite movie, Big Brother.
Movies and TV.
1984. That's what that's based off, if you think about it. But yeah, that's who we are. So Peter and I, we've met just for a little bit of a history of the podcast. It's a movie podcast and a TV show podcast where we talk about our favorite movies and TV shows.
Sprinkle a bit of video games in there.
Yeah, video games and books every now and again.
Some food.
And just board games in general. You know,
review that went off.
That was pretty good, yeah. And that's a good segue because we do reviews on, you do reviews on Facebook.
And intern Frank.
Yeah, shout out to Frank. But yeah, just to get into it, how did we meet and how did we start off this? I know you already said it because we met in uni, but how did we start off this podcast? Because this is technically season 3. We've been doing this for a while.
We met through a mutual friend.
We're not saying their name.
And we watched movies together. And eventually we realized that we had some strong opinions.
Yeah.
And we thought we had fun debating movies.
No, but it's more than that, though. Do you remember the exact moment where we thought about...
Yeah, it was. It was post... Post-discussion, Wonder Woman discussion.
It was not Wonder Woman. It was definitely
not... it was.
No, it wasn't. It was started. Jurassic World.
No. Even before that.
Was it even before that? Was it really?
You said... When after I discussed Wonder Woman, you said, "Oh, you have some awesome like feelings."
I don't think I said awesome. I think I said strong. I think I just said a general strong opinion. Awesome. Okay, well, that's your opinion.
And you said that I'd love to do a podcast with you someday.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it was after Jurassic World because I remember you hated the plot of that movie. Not the first Jurassic World, but the second one. What is it called? Do you remember?
A Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom.
Months later, we watched Jurassic Park together, and I had even stronger feelings. Yasser said you have awesome feelings.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
And then we agreed we'd actually do it. We said, let's actually do it.
We got 400
followers.
That's pretty good.
480, I think it is, or something like that.
No, is it really? I thought it was 370, but that's neither here nor there.
If you round up.
If you round up, it's 480. That's true. But that's a little bit about the podcast. We talk about movies, TV shows, and anything that crosses our minds at the given moment. Mm-hmm. I guess this is the opening episode. Like, is there anything else you want to introduce about yourself, Peter? Like, people want to know who you are. Because I realize that when we never actually do that, we just talk about the
stuff. Yeah, no, I think I've given a rough outline.
You painted a picture into the person's mind. Yeah.
I think someone could paint me right now.
Yeah, based on what everything you just said. Based on what I've said. I don't want to get straight into movies right now because we still have a lot of time. Well, I guess...
I think we have.
Where'd you grow up, Peter?
We'll talk about... Okay, where did I grow up?
This is a lifestyle podcast. We want to get to know like who we're
talking about. Okay, well, I grew up... It was a bit of a mix of Canberra, Tasmania, Melbourne.
Shout out to those places.
Yeah. With some... I've been in the US, the UK, and Indonesia sprinkled in there.
Oh, yeah?
So I've been all over the place. I'm
like almost like a pit bull situation.
Yeah, but Qantas just flew me wherever they wanted.
Why? Why did they fly?
They just wanted me to go.
Oh, because
I got kicked out of every country.
Really? Wait, and they still supported you and like flew
into
other countries.
Yeah, they pay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But you've been
my parents paid for the
you went through all these different places and you've got a global mindset in that sense.
I do have a global mindset.
You're more tolerant than a lot of other people, would you say that?
Tolerant is not the word.
Oh, what's the word? Yeah. What would you consider yourself as? More of a
accepting.
You're more accepting than the average person, are you?
Yes.
Just true. Okay. Well, that's you, Peter.
where are you from?
So, for those curious, I was born in the lovely, lovely country of Sri Lanka. But I didn't actually grow up there. I grew up in Japan. My parents and I moved there when I was little. Spent 5 years there. Did I? For those asking, have I learned Japanese? Yes. Did I forget it? Yes, also. I did speak Japanese because I went to a Japanese school. But that didn't really stick because 5 years later, so I was 6 years old at this point, I moved to Australia and I moved to Adelaide, spent a year there, and then moved to Sydney, where I spent most of my primary school education, all that jazz, and went to high school, blah, 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 and then went to UNSW, which is all in like a 10-mile radius. Sorry, mile?
Good. 10-mile? Yeah, 10 miles.
No, we don't say mile. We're in Australia. 10-kilometer. Actually, that doesn't relate. Like maybe 15, 17 kilometers? Like in the rough eastern suburbs of Sydney. But that's me. I think that's enough.
Yeah.
We're done.
Movies, TV, and banter. That is us.
Movies, TV, and banter. I like that. Enough of us, Peter. Everyone's heard enough. No one really cares about where I'm from. No one really cares where you're from.
No one actually cares where you're from.
Not really. No. People just want to actually listen to content.
And they want content.
We, at the end of the day, are an entertainment lifestyle podcast.
Mm. With movies.
Predominantly sticking towards film. Film, actually. Okay. Film. It's not movies.
Not movies.
Film.
Which includes movies, TV.
Movies, TV, books, and any form of entertainment. Yes. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But we'll predominantly be talking about film and TV,
mm-hmm.
depending on who comes on, which is what we're going to do now. So yeah. I don't think we've ever actually done a dedicated episode to get to know what you like, Peter, and get to know what I like.
Nobody
so,
knows that I like Star Wars.
Nobody knows that.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows that you have a what is that? Who is that? Ren? Is it Ren?
Ray.
Ray, shit. I like Star Wars. For those who don't know, we're actually recording in Peter's room. Blade Runner 2049 poster, Django Unchained poster, Inception poster.
Well, you know everything.
You'll never walk alone, Liverpool poster. So there's a painted a little bit of a picture of Peter just then.
You've done the painting yourself.
I have. With the brush. Thank you. I've rented some space in our listeners' minds, and it's occupied with you at the moment.
Vincent Van Yasser. That's your second name.
Let's get straight into it, though. We're talking about TV shows and movies that... And I made a list, but yours is a bit different. So do you want to start first, Peter?
Well, I changed it a little bit.
Oh, did you?
To suit your...
My needs.
Your needs.
Let's get into it. How did you change it?
Well, the movies I love most, they're sci-fi movies.
Oh, yeah?
So I love robots and lasers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's like all sci-fi movies have robots and lasers.
Yeah, but... Except for Inception, which is a sci-fi, which is my favorite movie, Inception.
Why is it your favorite movie, though? Because that's a big call.
It's got my favorite director in Christopher Nolan.
Shout out to Christopher Nolan.
My favorite composer in Hans Zimmer.
Shout out to Hans Zimmer.
And I just think the drama was just amazing. And the concept is so cool. Mm. I don't want to spoil too much, but it's about dreams and hacking into people's dreams.
Mm.
And there's just something about it when I watched it. That really hit me.
That resonated with you.
It just stuck.
Yeah, I think
it's stuck ever since.
End of the day, though, if you really like a movie, you don't. There's just that feeling that just gets embedded within you.
Yeah.
And you, whenever you think of that film, you can't really describe it all the time. Yeah, so there's that kind of like how it affects you,
like
Peter.
Like the way they tried to explain Inception, it's almost impossible.
It takes a bit of.
It takes 16 viewings.
What else though? What else do you like?
Other sci-fi movies: Blade Runner 2049.
Shout out to Ryan Gosling. He was in that.
Ryan Gosling was in that. But the reason I like him more is because Denis Villeneuve.
Who's that?
He's my second favourite director.
Why?
Because he always partners up with Roger Deakins, who's my favourite cinematographer.
Who's Roger Deakins?
Because
he's pretty relevant.
He's
at
won
the
two Oscars because he's a cinematographer.
Cinematographer.
And the way he shoots film is just spectacular.
Mm.
Like he makes things look like no other film can.
What are the two Oscars that he won?
He won for Blade Runner 2049 and 1917.
Very recent. Yeah.
He's also done Arrival, Skyfall.
Wow.
So
I didn't know that. Wow.
And if you watch those movies, you'll notice straight away. If you watch those movies with the cinematography in mind, you'll realize.
That's oh yeah, old mate Roger Deakins.
Yeah.
At it again. You can actually tell. He's got like almost style to it. Yeah. Similar to Wes Anderson style in film. Yeah. Like sort of like that in terms
but
of
But in Blade Runner 2049, I just like the mystery of the concept of robots coming to life. And I just love big cities and space.
Did you like Blade Runner 2049 because it's Blade Runner 2049, not because you loved the original Blade Runner?
No, because I thought the original Blade Runner was like okay.
Mm. That's the one with Harrison Ford as the main lead. Yeah. Coming out in 1984, whenever it came out.
I think the sequel in 2017 was way better.
Interesting, okay. Yeah. What else do you have on there?
Christopher Nolan movies, obviously. Movies with Hans Zimmer as the composer.
Hey, Peter, what was the most recent concert you went to?
I went to the Hans Zimmer concert. You did Inception, Interstellar, Thin Red Line.
Why do you like Hans Zimmer, though?
Because he just brings the drama.
Yeah.
Every beat is just so dramatic, and it really gets your heartbeat racing, I feel, in a way that no other composer can.
That's
Raman Djawadi is close.
Who's that?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Westworld.
Mm.
But that's more TV.
Yeah. I'm only asking you and trying to, pick your brain on Hans Zimmer, because I remember you telling me one day that you don't listen to music. You don't listen to traditional music. You don't listen to pop.
No.
You listen to Hans Zimmer and you listen to movie soundtracks.
And video game soundtracks as well.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
That's actually insane to me.
Because they they mean more to me, I feel, because when I watch movies, soundtracks seem to stick a lot. So when I am just going into like personal time, I want to listen to stuff that I feel and engage with.
And you spend a lot of time on all these mediums more than, let's just say, me. Like, I don't,
maybe, yeah,
I don't play a lot of games. You play a lot more games than me. And I think we watch the same kind of TV in terms of amount, but I watch a lot more comedy and you watch a lot more drama. You watch a lot more action.
Like, you have to think a bit more.
You know what? The sad thing is I can't even argue that. More or less. What else do you have on there, mate?
I mentioned Christopher Nolan films. Obviously, there's Inception, Dark Knight Trilogy, Interstellar, I love. Dark Knight Trilogy is fantastic.
You need to just chill out on the Christopher Nolan train,
aren't you? It's so good.
It's full at the moment, and you're the last Passenger, mate.
Last thing, shout out to Lord of the Rings.
Oh, by
that is the best trilogy of all time.
Which trilogy? Oh, I love The Hobbit trilogy of Lord of the Rings? Fantastic. Love Smaug?
So the problem with The Hobbit was that I remember telling myself that it was good. I was so convinced.
Have I unlocked something?
Yeah, you have. Because I'm such a big Lord of the Rings and Middle Earth fan. I was convincing myself. Kind of when people like convince themselves that Phantom Menace was good.
If we're going to talk about this, Phantom Menace was a good film in my eyes because it was the first Star Wars I watched, and it's a nostalgic hit for a lot of people that genuinely did enjoy it. It's because they watch Star Wars, and the first thing they think about Star Wars is what's his name, Watto from
Watto.
He's like selling parts or something. I don't know what. Like, I'm Watto. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what he. I don't know. Like, he's got that like really offensive.
Yeah, I know the guy you're talking about. the Nemoidian guys are worse, like New Gunray.
Is that the one where it's like, blah, 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 like that
no,
one?
No, no, no. The ones that are meant to be like Asian.
What? Who's meant to be Asian? What?
New Gunray and like.
Who's
I'll
that?
I'll show you off.
You're gonna show me off? Is that wait? Hold on. Is that Jar Jar Binks's people?
No.
Who am I thinking of then?
They're meant to be. They're meant to be like.
And you know, wait, this is in The Phantom Menace.
Representative of like Asians.
Oh well, that's a bit much.
It is a lot.
What else do you have on there?
I had Star Wars.
Star Wars, yep.
Yeah, because...
All of Star Wars, pretty much.
Well, no.
No?
I don't like Phantom Menace.
Okay, well...
And I don't like Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker? Is that the newest one?
The recent one. Yeah. And Solo was, like, okay.
Okay.
But the rest... Attack of the Clones is a bad movie, but I feel you because I have tons of... Memories attached to it because I watched it so much.
What's Attack of the Clones? That's episode 6?
That's the one where they fight in, like, the arena.
Episode 2. Episode 2 of the prequel trilogy. Gotcha.
I am a fan of Last Jedi, so you can just turn this podcast off now.
Why? What's wrong with The Last Jedi?
No, I like it.
Oh.
I'm a fan of it.
Right, and is that the one that not a lot of people liked?
Like, everyone hates.
So episode 8, right?
Yeah, episode 8.
See, I think Star Wars is good, but I think it's reached that point, that critical point where there's so much expectation in every single movie ever since, the original Star Wars episode 4, 5, 6 came out. This is a conversation that we've had a lot. This is a conversation that every single person who's listened to this who's into Star Wars has had. It's just that expectation. You can still enjoy Star Wars. There's still great Star Wars content. Yeah. Mandalorian came out, the Clone Wars and all that, all the cartoon versions of Star Wars. It's a great series, though. I can understand why you like it very much, and it genuinely is one of your favorites, hey?
It is. What about you, Yasser? Let's get on to you.
I'm in Uncharted territory right now, Peter. I made a list.
Uncharted
territory.
1, 2?
Uncharted 4. 4. Yeah, 4. I love Uncharted 4. Nathan Drake.
The Thief's End, is that what it's called?
I think so. I love great PlayStation
exclusive. We sprinkle into video games.
Yeah.
So let's go back onto me.
Do you actually have video games?
The Witcher 3.
that connects into the Witcher series, which is very topical now.
Witcher 3 is the best video game ever made. And let's go back to you. We've got time for you.
Okay. Thanks, mate. I'm just going to be really quick. So I've done mine into two segments, TV shows and films. I'll start with my TV shows. These are obviously not all the TV shows that I'm into. These are the TV shows that came into my mind when I first thought, what kind of TV shows do I like and what best describes me as a person? Scrubs.
Okay.
I love Scrubs with Zach Braff. Oh my god, it's a funny TV medical drama, and apparently it was voted the most realistic depiction of doctors in the field. It's great. I watched the series twice over, like all 9 seasons twice over. Season 9 doesn't count though. People will get that. Oh, I don't have to explain it, Peter. You should know this
why
already.
Why is it called Scrubs?
Because that's what they wear. Because you know the doctors and stuff, and they mostly do it in America. It's an American thing, but like Australian medical people wear the, like scrubs. They're like the disposable.
Right. Yeah.
You know those things.
I get it now.
I don't know how to describe it right. It's like the.
I get it.
You get it? Like, it's like the...
You painted a picture.
I've painted a picture. I'm so good at that. Futurama is another one I went to.
Oh, yes.
I like The Simpsons, but I grew up with Futurama, so it sticks with me a little bit more.
Disenchantment is the best.
No, it's not. Okay, let's move on. Disenchantment is the best. Avatar, The Legend of Korra. Sorry, Avatar, Last Airbender, and The Legend of Korra. I'm mashing those two together. Yeah. I love those. Great TV shows. Bob's Burgers. There you go.
Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers is great.
Great show. What else is here? Breaking Bad. For a little bit.
I've never seen Breaking Bad. Yeah. I know. It's a thing.
Mate, missing out. Great TV show. It is a commitment. It's I remember talking to my housemate Ben, and he loves Breaking Bad. I think he has a Walter White shirt. Shout out to Ben. But I asked him, because he was rewatching something at that point, I asked him, why don't you rewatch Breaking Bad? Like, if you want to watch something. And he's like, I can't do it. It's too emotionally exhausting of a TV show because you get so attached to all these characters. Yes, and for those who don't know Breaking Bad, it's about like two drug dealers, or basically it's about the drug trade. And these two people in America, in like New Mexico, who basically build an empire.
So it's the American Narcos.
Sort of. Very, very.
Narcos is on my list.
It's about drugs, and just everyone just dies, and sad as hell because you see all these amazing characters written by amazing director and screenwriter and creator Vince Gilligan. And he's been doing Better Call Saul, which is a sequel to Breaking Bad. Anyways, and lastly, Vikings for some historical TV show. I love history as a concept. I love history, but I love Norse mythology and Norse everything.
I tried to get into Vikings.
Not into it?
The problem was I was so hooked on Game of Thrones.
That's basically Vikings, though.
Game of Thrones was just a better version.
Yeah, it was, but like then season 8 came out, and now Vikings is infinitely better.
Season 6 of Game of Thrones is
the best. What's season 6?
That's the one where there's all the tension between Jon Snow and Ramsay Bolton.
Like Battle of the Bastards situation, and that's been building towards that. Okay, yeah. I feel like I'm in.
Can rambling. I mention Westworld? Because I didn't mention anyone.
No, so I'll just go straight into film.
Westworld is the best TV show there actually is.
Why do you say that? You've always been saying
robots.
Yeah.
And sci-fi mixed with the West.
But you like lasers too. Where are there lasers in Westworld?
Spoilers.
Oh, okay. There are lasers. Oh my goodness.
But I just love the anyone who hasn't seen Westworld, you go into like this theme park and. You can do whatever you want in the theme park because like all the robots are just there for your pleasure.
Right. So it's like you're hooked up. So it's like...
It's like going into a video game except real life.
It's like a VR situation.
Real VR.
Yeah. And you can do whatever you want. There's no consequences. And you can be like a dickhead in this VR world full of robot cowboys or something. Yeah.
And everything about robots and self-consciousness I seem to like. For some reason.
That just tickles your pickle.
Just tickles my pickle.
What's that movie? It's not iRobot, which...
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina, that's the one. Fantastic. You like that one?
Alex Garland is fantastic, yeah.
Is that the director?
He's the director. I love that movie.
That's the one with Sebastian Stan, right?
No, Oscar Isaac. The guy from...
The guy from...
Force Awakens.
Yeah, he's
Donald Gleason.
Yeah. And it's about basically that entire concept that you just brought on, like sentience and what is it? Like how we can...
How human can robots get?
Yeah, and it really plays in that. It's really creepy. Like, great film, though.
What about your movies, Yasser?
I've got a bunch of movies here. I categorize them, Peter.
And this is the part where you can just, like, turn off.
Yeah, can turn off.
Because anything Yasser says he enjoys kind of harms our reputation.
Yeah, I actually, you know what? For people who criticize me for having no bad movies, because I have a reputation for not, like, saying bad things about movies, apparently. Well, I like to defend that and say that why would I talk about all the bad things about movies when I can see all the good things about movies?
Of course.
Yeah, that's why I don't write reviews, and that's the excuse that I will use till the end of time. But I'm really bad at reviews because I genuinely do see like every single movie.
The positives and everything.
Yeah, and it's probably a really bad quality to have if I'm going to do reviews. It's
not a bad quality.
No, well, if I'm doing reviews, it is. But when I'm talking about like stuff that I like, yeah. But that means I can have some parity with you, Peter, because you're really good at talking shit about movies.
I am. I'm about to start.
Well, here you go. Here's some material for you to give. Okay, so I like several different types of movies. I have the headings here. So coming of age flicks, I love that concept.
Okay.
But specifically stuff done by this director, Richard Linklater. Yes, some of the movies that you might have heard is Boyhood, which is a recent one that he did.
Boyhood is in my top 10 of all time.
Is it really?
My top 10 of all time has come out by now.
It has.
And you will have seen the fact that Boyhood is on there.
Oh, is that the decade thing that you've done?
Yeah, decade.
Top 10 of the decade, right?
It's in there.
Dazed and Confused and Everybody Wants Some.
Everybody Wants Some is about the college guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's based in the 80s, and Dazed and Confused. another category that I love is Absurdist Comedies. I'm just going to rattle these off. Rango.
No. Give it time so I can respond to them.
Okay, well, I'm going to rattle these off. Okay, Absurdist Comedies. Rango, Thank You for Smoking, The Other Guys, which goes into my other thing.
I like Thank You for Smoking.
Have you watched Thank You for Smoking? Have you really watched it?
Yeah, I've watched that.
Oh my god! I have never met anyone else that's watched that film. I just saw it on my list and I wrote that. Great film about,
how to market smoking in an age where smoking is...
becoming demonized. It's been demonized for a while.
But people are like, realizing
that
smoking is not good.
Yeah, I mean, I think this film deserves its own episode, in all honesty. It's a very underrated film. It's Two-Face from Batman.
Two-Face, Harvey Dent.
It's Harvey Dent. He's the main character. Four Weddings and a Funeral, I love that. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, I love that. 21 Jump Street, Boy by Taika Waititi, underrated film by him. And lastly, The Boat That Rocked. Great film. Have you seen that one?
I haven't heard that one.
We're watching it later today, I reckon. No, that's a lie. I need to go home and do stuff. last three categories, sports and drama docos, like sports films.
Yeah.
Love Miracle, ice hockey film about the 80 something Winter Olympics where the Soviet Union has been winning anything. I think your dogs are yelling in the background. Someone's dogs are yelling.
Someone's dogs.
Miracle, great film. Draft Day, Rush, Ford versus Ferrari for a recent one.
Ford versus Ferrari, fantastic.
Fantastic film. Yeah. And Moneyball.
Rates per minute when I watch that. 7,000.
Right. Moneyball, great film. And last two that I have here is Seth Rogen flicks. Superbad and Pineapple Express, like that kind of vibe.
I love Pineapple Express.
Have you watched Pineapple Express?
Yeah, it's a great film. I watched it with my mates in high school, well before we should have been watching it.
I don't know what it is about those films that get me. It's just so dumb. And it's almost like a coming-of-age film in its own way. Not Pineapple Express, but Superbad, definitely.
Mm.
You know what I mean by that? Like a
Superbad, yeah, I've seen Superbad as well.
I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just the background of it being in high school, and I can sort of... Like, it's just so stupid, and the dialogue is...
break from reality, this type of stuff.
You don't have to take it seriously, and you can just enjoy yourself. Goes into my last category, anything by Will Ferrell. That's just automatic. Yeah, except for Daddy's Day, I didn't like that. I haven't watched it, actually.
Anchorman is okay.
Hey?
Anchorman is okay.
It's, well, okay, sure. Semi-Pro is my favorite Will Ferrell film. But that's done. I feel like
One of them I actually do like.
Semi-Pro?
Step Brothers. That's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
That's a really good movie.
I'm going to stop talking now, Peter, because I feel like I've hijacked our entire episode. Okay, well, you can do the rest of the half. What else? Do you want to add anything on here? Because I painted a picture of most of us.
I said all the ones I like. Narcos, I briefly mentioned. I love Narcos.
Mm.
The Chernobyl miniseries.
Oh.
That was fantastic.
That was scary as hell, though. Yeah. I got spooked a little on that one.
That was spookies. I like Rick and Morty.
For those wondering, this is what it's going to be like every time. We talk about stuff, not in depth, we just rattle it off.
Normally we have more of a focus, but today was very chill.
Yeah, it's introduction. A new season, just to get new listeners in, explaining who we are. Again, my name is Yasser, this is Peter. I guess we have to round off now.
Yeah, we do.
This is called 30 Minutes or Less for a reason, because most of the episodes...
30 Minutes or Less. On our Facebook page, because 30 Minutes or Less is apparently a movie. They stole our Facebook page.
Jesse Eisenberg who?
Jesse
Eisenberg who? Aziz Ansari who?
Social Network.
But no, thank you for listening to another episode. But before I wrap it up, what's to expect, mate? Because this is season 3. We've been doing this for a while, and I guess we're gonna have to cut down on our SoundCloud episodes we've been doing.
Yes.
Because we are moving on to a new platform that will be announced, I guess, already been announced by this point, because this episode will be on that platform. But we're looking forward to publishing on new platforms like new Instagrams.
We're looking into Instagram.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time to do that. So if anyone is interested in doing stuff like that for us, we already have an intern. Shout out to Frank.
Intern Frank.
I love you, Frank. I actually did an episode with Frank earlier. So this episode will be probably the most recent. So we've done a bunch of episodes that are already queued up.
Yes.
And those will be edited in the next couple months, I guess, and then released next year, because I'm very lazy with the editing. So we are looking, we have some job openings at the moment.
Some job openings.
Yeah,
we've advertised on Seek.
Seek, indeed.
About 60 applications a day.
Oh, mate.
So there's a lot for us to go through, so we'll consider your application.
Yeah, thank you for listening to us in this new episode, in this very new episode of 30 Minutes or Less. Look forward to all guys. The different stuff. But yeah, if you have any suggestions on what you want Peter and I to talk about, or any suggestions on polls, things like that we normally do on our Facebook page, let us know. And yeah, that's pretty much it. See ya.